and expansion of the arts. So it gives me really great pleasure to thank Gage Averill, the Dean of Arts, and Janet Giltrow, Senior Associate Dean, for joining us this afternoon on UBC Arts on Air. And I hope listeners will stay tuned for future shows. Forthcoming is the President of UBC, Stephen Toop. Thank you again, great. Gage and Janet.
Good on you. Thanks for doing this.
Thanks.
We're going to try to find out why, so we'll take some questions at this point from our studio audience. Yes, ma'am, please stand and state your name and where you're from.
Hi, my name is Shay, and I'm from New Rochelle, and I just don't understand why you're so mad.
Yeah.
Like, what are you so mad about?
You want to know why? First of all, you can't be asking me no question. You know what I'm saying? Who the fuck is you? You know what I'm saying? You
Mr.
can't
Rapper,
be asking
Mr.
me no question. I'm going to tell you why I'm mad. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you why I'm mad. These niggas is making $500,000 videos. You know what I'm saying? They driving around in hot cars. You know what I'm saying? They got bitches. They got all that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm still living with my moms. You know what I'm saying? That's my word. You know what I'm saying? I'm making records. I ain't made no money yet. This is my fourth album, yo. This is my fourth album. I ain't made a dime yet. This nigga made one album, he making wild records. That Ready to Die shit, it was alright, you know what I'm saying? That shit was alright, it was cool. But my shit is more John Blaze than that. I got John Blaze shit, and they not recognizing. They not saying I recognize. And fuck is that, who is you to be asking me questions?
I got to talk. I gotta tell what I feel. I gotta talk about my life as I see it.
Biggie. This goes out to Biggie. This goes out to you, and you, you, Biggie, you. This goes out to you. This goes out to you. This goes out to you, and you, you, Your reign on the top was short like leprechauns as I crush so-called Willie's thugs and rapper dons. Get in that ass quick fast like Ramadan. It's that rap phenomenon, da-da-da, fuck Papa. Gotta call me Francis M.H. White intake like toast, so iron. Was told in shootouts, stay low and keep firing. Keep extra clips for extra shit. Who's next to flip on that cat with that grip on rap? The most shady, Frankie baby. Ain't no telling where I may be. May see me in D.C. at Howard Homecoming with my man Capone drumming fucking something. You should know my steelo. Went from 10 G's for blow to 30 G's a show to orgies with hoes I never seen before. So, Jesus, get off the notorious. Clean us before I squeeze and bust. If the beef between us, we can settle it with the chrome and metal shit. I make it hot like a kettle get. You're delicate, you better get. Who sent you? You still pedal shit. I got more rides than Great Adventure.
Biggie, how are you gonna do it?
Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. On your mark, get set. When I spark, you're wet. Look how dark you get when you mark for death. Should I start your breath or should I let you die? In fear, you start to cry, ask why. Lyrically, I'm worship. Don't front the word sick. You cursed it, but rehearsed it. I drop unexpectedly like bird shit. You hurt skin. Stuck quickly for royalties and show money. Don't forget the publishing. I punish them. I'm done with them, son. I'm surprised you run with them. I think they got cum in them. Cause they nothing but dicks. Trying to blow up like nitro and dynamite sticks. Mad, I smoke hydro, rock diamonds, that's sick. Got paid off my flow. Rhyme with my own clip. Take trips to Cairo. Laying with your bitch. I know you playing, you was rich. Fucking prick. When I see ya, I'ma kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. This goes out for those that choose to use disrespectful views on the king of NY. Fuck that, why try? Throw bleach in your eye, now you're brailing it. Snatch that light shit, I'm scaling it. Conscience of your nonsense. In 88, so more powder than Johnson & Johnson. Took steel like Bronson. Vigilante, you wanna get on, son? You need to ask me. Ain't no other kings in this rap thing. They siblings, nothing but my children. One shot, they disappearing. It's ill when MCs used to be on cruddy shit. Took home, ready to die. Listen, study shit. Now they on some money shit. Successful out the blue. They lightweight, fragile. My 9 milli make the white shake. That's why my money never funny. And you still recouping. Stupid, stupid, stupid.
right. Easy now.
Here it is.
It's a motherfucking
Notorious.
Notorious.
We are
All right, that is Salmon Blaster. Now, Salmon Blaster is a band from back in 1996. Wow, I just went through my old CD collection and brought some here to the station. And we just heard, Freeway from the self-titled Salmon Blaster record. All right. My name is Anita B, and this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. It's been like 4 weeks since I've been here, so it's been a really long time. And this show is only every second week. So I'm here, you know, not next week, but the week after. And in between, you can catch the 6:30 to 8 o'clock slot with John Pantherbone. So that's how that works. All right. Now, back to Salmon Blaster. What was I going to say about this? So I'm looking through the CD case here, and it's pretty funny. What does it say? It says, all songs 1996, and it says, hold on a second here. Write to the boys at home, and they give their home address, like number 2190 Waterloo Street, London, Ontario. And then it says, do a search for Salmon Blaster on the internet. And in 1996, if I'm not mistaken, that was precisely when I first discovered the internet and how it was like this weird treasure trove of information. And I just remember the hours spent looking up bands. That was like my very first sort of usage of the internet, was just to find out all these different bands and what's going on, you know, interviews and all this and that. Because when you think about it, back in the 90s, like up until about that time, actually probably up until 2001, I was like buying, you know, music magazines at like Dr. Disc in my hometown and whatnot. And I would like peruse those music magazines. There was no such thing as internet stuff. There was no such thing as the internet. So I would buy them and collect them and keep like piles of magazines. And I'd be like, oh, there's my Luscious Jackson interview from Lollapalooza 94 or whatever. And it was just such a whole different scene, right? It seems like people back then, if you were into music, you worked a lot harder for it than you do today, right? Like today it's just there in front of you and it's just so simple and easy. And so I think maybe back then in the early 90s, mid 90s, those people who liked music were just so dedicated, if you think about it, compared to what we have now. You just, you know, go online. There you go. All right. So my show is all about Canadian music. So as I mentioned, I brought some old stuff today. Let's go back to, go back to early 90s, to 93, and let's hear some Superconductor. So Superconductor, if you don't know, you must have heard of, the New Pornographers. And that would be headed by Carl Newman. And what was I going to say? So he was the guy behind Superconductor. And there was like, I did actually catch Superconductor once since I moved to Vancouver. And I think if I'm not mistaken, there were like maybe seven of them on stage. I know they had, I think, like two bass players, one drummer, five guitar players. What is that? Five, six, seven, like maybe eight guys on stage. So yeah, so they're a really big kind of, I don't know, all-star band. I saw them at the Starfish. And so here we go. Let's listen to something from their hit Songs from Girls record. And I like the song, let's see, For Kelly Freyas. So it's song number 3. And there you go. And the station you're listening to is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Oh, and if you'd like to call in, I think I will give you the number. I think. I've sort of stopped doing that for the past couple of years because I've had some rude people. So but don't be rude. And if you want me to play you something, and if I can find it, I'll do it for you. But it has to be Canadian. And it can't be like, you know, Jane Arden or, you know, I don't know. There you go. Okay, so 604-822-2487. And this here is Superconductor.
Thank you. Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Well, it appears one of these things isn't working, so let me get my headphones. Everything's doing what it should be doing. I just hear no music. Okay, let's continue. My name's Anita B., and this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. What did we just hear? Oh, well, we heard some Pink Mountain Tops, and that was awesome. They're really awesome. This new record is called Get Back, and it is on Jag Jaguar Records, I believe out of Indiana, if I'm not mistaken. We heard the song Through All the Worry, and Pink Mountain Tops is basically, well, I guess the sister band, brother band of Black Mountain Tops, so they're pretty much the same people. All right, let's see, Superconductor. I don't think they're the siblings, by the way, so anyways, Superconductor was in there before that. We heard the song For Kelly Freas, and that is heavy, heavy music from their album from 1993, entitled Hit Songs for Girls. Let's see what else. What label? That was on, look at that. Boner Records. Excellent. Boner. Tupelo? I don't know. All right. And then before that, we heard some Salmon Blaster. All right. So let's continue with, what do I have? I was taken a little bit aback there. So I think, let's go really far back, I think. And let's go, well, not too far back. I'm hearing some weird feedback in my headphones. I don't know what I'm doing wrong here. Oh, okay. Much better. And let's hear something from a compilation that is near and dear to my heart. It is put out by Mint Records back in 2000, and it's the Good Jacket Presents Vancouver Special. I say near and dear to my heart because I'm on it. My band was on it. But anyways, enough about me. Let's hear my favorite song off this whole compilation. There's 14 songs on this comp, and of which there are bands such as like Canned Ham, Bubble Bath. Awesome. You've got, who else do you have? You've got the Vancouver Knights. You've got the Battles, the New Pornographers. This is where they got their first single Happening on this compilation, folks. Anyways, the New Pornographers do have a new record out. Maybe I'll see if I can play us something from that later on. But let's hear my favorite song on this compilation. It's called Lycanthropy, and it's from The Battles. And if you weren't around at this point in time, so like late 90s, right around the end of 1999, Sean Raggett, that's his name. I so quickly remembered. He ran a vintage clothing store called The Good Jacket, and it was basically at like Broadway and Kingsway, sort of that whole little sort of dysfunction junction triangle area. And he put on a series of different shows that were benefits. And look at if you go into this CD, you can see all the different show posters. Nice piece of history, Mint Records. They always do such a good job. And so anyways, he put on a series of shows, and they all went to benefit something. I don't know. I think like feeding men who have AIDS or something. I think this whole compilation, I think, went to that. But regardless. And so he took all those bands that played all these different shows, and he put them all in a compilation. So we're going to hear The Battles. Love this song. And there you go. And my name is Anita B. Yeah. And this is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and maybe I'll come back with some weather.
Hey, Goodwood, I got the photos today, and it shows, and it shows. Two of us have been hanging around, hanging around. Hey,
Took my dreams. It made me lie, steal.
Cocaine took my will, my soul.
And all I wanted was more cocaine. Cocaine Anonymous gave me freedom and saved my life. If you got a problem with cocaine, pick up the phone. We're here to help.
Contact Cocaine Anonymous toll-free by calling 866-662-8300 or find them online at ca-bc.ca. All right, we're having more technical difficulties. That was not my fault, for the record, people. Usually it is. But yeah, it looks as if deck B is not working off the computer, and I've done everything I can. So let me now do some, I'm going to do some weather, folks. Let's find out what's going on in our weather here in the city of Vancouver. Okay, what do we got? Currently here in Vancouver, it is mainly sunny, and it is 18 degrees. Now, I will tell you something about my day. I just happen to be a teacher, and I've been on strike now for too long, I'll just say. I don't enjoy it. It's awful, and I just want this crap to be over with, okay? And so, as do most teachers, like, nobody's enjoying doing this. And so, on top of it, I have two kids. So, and because I'm not getting paid anything, I can't afford to get a babysitter to watch my kids. And I have to bring my two kids for my 3.5 hour shift of striking. So, that's always fun. And so, they're crazy. So, I have a 6-year-old. He's the younger one, a boy. I have a girl who's 8. And anyways, the boy is, he's crazy. He's a feral child. I don't know what's happened to him lately. I don't know. It just seems as if, I don't know. So the past 6-ish or so weeks, he's been crazy, and more than usual. And so today, the follies included him getting stuck on the top of a fence, like a very tall, high fence, in front of all my teacher friends. And of course, I'm trying to do what I'm doing, like wave at cars and do whatever, hold my signs. And of course, I've got two kids like running rampant. And so I turn around, there he is. And he's like, can't get down from the fence. He's over. And I'm just like, oh God. And then, you know, you get these overly worried teachers. I'm like, he'll come down. It's okay. And then he starts freaking out. And needless to say, this is just a typical slice of my days as they've gone lately. And I've been a stress case, and I'm just not enjoying this. Oh, yeah, I had a point to my story. Yeah, I did. Okay, so here we go. Where was I going with this? 18 degrees and sunny. That's what it is now. So the minute, and it was cold and really overcast and gross. So we're done picketing at like 3:30, and at 3:30 on the dot, out comes the sun. I was like, really? Thanks. Awesome. Thank you, God, for really sticking it to me, if you know what I mean. It was just, I was like, you know, and it was great that it was sunny when it was over, but that's when my day going back home with the nut bars and making dinner and all that starts, and having to think about coming out here to UBC. All right, so can I be more positive? Let me think. Can I be more positive? Okay, well, it's almost 7. Oh, let me think positively. Okay, tomorrow's Thursday, and it looks like it, according to this, it's going to be cloudy with a few showers beginning near noon. Oh, hey, what time do I start work at? Noon. Yay. Okay, so there we go. High of 17. So it's not really that warm. Okay, that's my weather for you. So it looks pretty yucky tomorrow. But positive news. It's June 18th already. Can you believe it? Which means that in 3 days or so, we hit the summer solstice. So we are in the longest days of the year. So this is actually a really nice day right now. Right now is awesome because the days up until a few more days from now are actually still getting longer. And then on the other side of the solstice, they start shortening, which is very depressing on some level. So I'm trying to be positive. We are in the long days. Yes. So that's good. What else can I tell you? All right. That's about it. Yeah, I'm going to have to write some sort of report that my Deck B thing is not working. Okay, that's good. I can find some music instantly. Let's see. Oh, let's see what I got. Thrush Hermit. Have not played these guys in a while. So let's listen to some Thrush Hermit. And wow, back in the 90s, I loved these guys. And yes, this is from my old CD collection, like from a long time ago. I've decided to just kick it old school today. And yeah, holy, I can't believe how old this is. This is from 1995. Good God. Thrush Hermit. And this is the Great Pacific Ocean. These guys were very, very young though, to begin with, when they formed as a band. They were in junior high. They're from Halifax, four of them. And most notably, you had, Joel Plaskett and, Rob Benvey. Those are the two sort of singer guys, songwriters. And, yeah, these guys are on Murder Records, and that was a big deal. That was the Sloan label, and they were label mates with, geez, like Plumtree. Who else is on Murder Records? Hardship Post, a bunch of different bands. And let's hear Patriot. That song always gets me going. I like this one. And this is a very young band, Thrush Hermit. They must have been probably 19 at the time, I'm guessing. Yeah, around 18. Just 10 years younger than what I am now. That's right, folks. That's right. All right. So the station is CITR 101.9 FM. My name's Anita B. And this show here is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. This is Thrush Hermit.
For my blood. We'll be right back. told you that I might love her.
You don't.
Or that I just wanted to hear her voice.
No.
And what if I told you that I wanted to find out if it was even a real number?
No.
So I had to resist the urge to call her just then.
I got home.
I sat and waited in front of my phone. And I had to resist the urge to call her just then.
I got home.
I sat and waited in front of my phone.
The two.
Silence.
Well, I hope not too. This is my show where I'm trying to avoid the awkward silence. Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm your host, Anita B. And that is awesome. That is the Black Rainbows. And I love that EP. It's called I Met This Chick. And these guys, I think they're a three-piece. And they're out of Toronto. Let me just double check. I think there's three of them. I'll tell you who they are. Maybe I will, maybe I won't. Let's see. It's got seven songs, and the songs are all just like about like very high school boy topics. So that was that song. That one was called the two day rule. How about this one? Boring on the Phone. All right. So the lyrics are in the CD here, in the CD case, and it's, I'll tell you, it goes like this. It goes, boring on the phone. So what are you doing? Nothing. So what's going on? Nothing. What are you saying? Nothing. So what's going on? She's so boring on the phone, but I miss her. She's so boring on the phone. So the whole song kind of goes like that. And then we've got The Morning After Pill, and we also have She Bites. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But it's good. It's very catchy, and it's, I like it a lot. They remind me of The Dead Milkman a little bit. Yeah. All right, so that was The Black Rainbows. Before that, we heard something from The Flashing Lights from their, geez, like 99-ish, 1999 record, 2000. Yeah, 1999, called Where the Change Is. And we heard Where Do the Days Go. And that band, The Flashing Lights, actually, back in the day, my band played with them. Yeah, we opened for them in Toronto at North by Northeast, as a matter of fact, yes. And they're awesome. Like, those guys put on a crazy good show. And if you don't recall, The Flashing Lights are Matt, what's his name? Matt, forgetting his last name right now. Matt from the Super Friends, from, you know, the Halifax band. Matt Murphy. Matt Murphy, I'll tell you who they are. Matt Murphy, Henry Singling, Steve Pitkin, and Gavin Dienda. Dienda, yes. That's a sexy last name. Gavin Dienda. And they're kind of a moddy kind of band. They had a tambourine and an organ and a little bit of attitude, sort of. That's who they were. They're good. Yeah, The Flashing Lights. And then before that, some Thrush Hermit. So I'm here with you all until 8 o'clock. And I've got some good stuff coming on right now. I'm going to play us this just really drony song that I just love. It's from a band out of Montreal. They're called The Besnard Lakes. And this record was released in 2010. It's a duo. I don't know how they pull it off. But anyways, they're on Jaguar Records. And I've never seen them or anything, but they are apparently a duo. So how they do it, I don't know. Maybe that drum machine, I don't know. But they consist of Olga Goreas and Jace Lasik. And this is a long one. It's called Like the Ocean, Like the Innocent. And let's make sure I'm ready here. I think we're good. I think so. Yes, of course we are. Of course. So here we are. This is the Besnard Lakes on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. The people
Thank you. On Friday, June 27th, Dean Wareham comes to the Biltmore Cabaret featuring special guest Jody Glenham. Tickets are available at Red Cat Records, Zulu Records, and High Life Records, or online at ticketweb.ca. For more information, go to deanwareham.com.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What's this Pilate? He fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Yep, Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Xenia!
Well, find a good church. It'll help you out.
Okay, that is it. We are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and we just heard something which was awesome from Chad Van Galen. I like him a lot. He has a new record out on, no, I was going to say Sub Pop, but no. I think his last one was on Sub Pop. Actually, I think this record, which is new, it's called Shrink Dust, is actually on Sub Pop, but I think in Canada it is distributed on Flemish Eye Records, if that makes sense, because I think I looked up Sub Pop. And it was listed, this new record, as one of theirs. But anyways, okay, so Chad Van Galen, new record. The song we heard is called Where Are You? Yes. All right. And then before that, we heard like a double sort of song from the Besnard Lakes. That's a band out of Montreal. We heard, this is where it gets weird. We heard this from their record called Are the Roaring Night. So the Besnard Lakes is the name of the band. The record's called Are the Roaring Night. We heard Like the Ocean, Like the Innocent Part 2. : The Innocent. And then before that, we heard the first part of that called, technically two tracks, called Like the Ocean, Like the Innocent. Hold on. Wait for it. Part 1, : The Ocean. Yeah, there you go. Those people are just being difficult. All right. It is 7:30 and I have 30 more minutes with you all. And I think this show would be amiss if I didn't play us any Dead Ghosts. I'm a massive Dead Ghosts fan. These guys are so amazing. Yeah, they have a new record out there. It's called Can't Get No. And Dead Ghosts are comprised of Brian Nickel, Andrew and Michael Wilkinson, and Maurizio Ciamento. And we're going to hear the song Summer with Phil. There you go. And the station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Down hell below.
had a baby.
Hey, Tori, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, what do you want to know?
Well, it's kind of embarrassing.
That's cool, it's just you and me. You can ask me anything.
What would you do if someone told you to go fuck yourself?
If someone told me to go fuck myself?
Yeah, if someone was like, hey, Vic, go fuck yourself.
I would tell them that it would be my pleasure. When you say go fuck yourself, it's not an insult, baby, it's a pleasure. When you say go fuck yourself, no need to worry if you're made to measure, cause it's time to go home. I think I need a little time alone. It's time to go home. I think I need a little. We'll be right back.
Okay, all right, I'm good. Okay, I'm just settling in here, folks. Yeah, that was awesome. That was two songs from the local girl band Victories. There's they are a two-piece, and I just recently saw them not long ago with Open for the Isotopes at the Electric Owl, and they were amazing. And that was like the first time I've seen them, and sadly I heard that they are no longer, that apparently one of them is moving. So if you saw Victories in the past, I'm assuming they blew your mind because they're amazing, and so I love them. And we heard from them Gin Gin Baby and Go Fuck Yourself. That song is awesome. All right, and before that we heard something from another local band called Dead Ghosts with the song Summer with Phil from their newish record called Can't Get No. All right, so I have about 18 or so minutes left, and what do we have here? Oh, yeah, all right. I have something prepared. I have Buck 65. This is awesome. I love Buck 65. Buck 65 is a rapper guy from Halifax. Let me turn up my headphones here. Much better. Oh, that's so much better. Okay. He's been doing music for a long time, and he used to do a show on CBC. I'm trying to remember. I don't think it's on anymore, and I'm actually trying to remember his name now. That's embarrassing. I get on air and I forget things. Anyways, I'm going to play something from this record here called Talkin' Honky Blues. This was released back in 2003. I can't believe that. That's like 11 years ago. And we are going to hear, let's see, how about, well, tonight, by the way, is the opening game of the Canadians, the Vancouver Canadians. It's opening night at Nat Bailey, and here I am at my show, which is okay. I love doing my show, but it would be nice to be there. But I will be going soon, actually. Trout Lake Little League has their night at Nat Bailey, so I will be there in a week, just a week and one day. So a week from Thursday, I will be at Nat Bailey Stadium, which is very exciting. And it's always perfect at this time of the year. Yeah, I love it. So head on down if you can. Tickets are cheap. I mean, there's no reason not to go, right? All right. So I suppose on that note, I will play us Left Fielder. That's the name of the song I'm going to play us from this Buck 65 record entitled Talkin' Honky Blues. Yeah, we're going to hear Left Fielder. And that's that. My name is Anita B, and this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I'm only here every second week. So I think the show that is every odd week from mine is called Post Canada Rock or Canada Post. I think it's called Canada Post Rock. And that's hosted by the awesome John Pantherbone. He's a really cool guy. So just know that it's John Pantherbone's show. And he used to do a show here back when. And listen in. So he's here from 6:30 until 8 next Wednesday, right? And we alternate. Okay, so let's hear something here from Buck 65. And we are ready to go, I think. Am I good? I have to talk to myself. All right, so here we go. The station is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Left fielder, living in a suitcase, comfortable shoes, photo album, and toothpaste. Road Alex, learning my way around, kissing the pavement, lucky cause I may have drowned. Hotel notepad, 3 pens for $5, black, red, and blue, recommended by scholars on foot. Talking loud and telling fortunes, steadily building up an empire and selling portions. Spinning plates, disappearing, walking the high wire, sawing a woman in half, on trial by fire. Call me country, I'm dry as a bone. Perhaps I would die if I was alone. I prayed to Saint Christopher and shouted the devil. I made a million promises and have broken several. Man of the moment, trying to get some more, and you never heard it like this before.
Watch this.
Like this before.
Don't know, don't care. Straight out the middle of butt fudge nowhere. Champion of breakfast, reverse kleptomaniac. Rainy day, wallflower, what did you expect? Pickled beets everywhere, daily pollution. Everyone's looking for a saline solution. Give me a lawnmower, something made of wood. Beat up contraptions that smoke when they heat up. Yeah, Pygmalion, big city grease monkey. Maybe the most honest, probably the least funky. Raccoon with rabies, backstage hermit crab. Give me your zippity doodah, an alternate sad permanent scar on the smooth face of mediocrity. Just leave it up to me to rock it awkwardly. Tin can evangelist, trying to get some more. And you never heard it like this before.
American indie rock band Veruca Salt returns, performing together with all four original members for the first time since 1995. Tuesday, June 24th at the Biltmore Cabaret with special guests The Echo Friendly. Tickets available at Red Cat Records, Zulu Records, and High Life Records, and online at ticketweb.ca. For more information, visit verucasalt.com.
What is this?
CITR 101.9 FM.
A center for ants?
What?
We're a radio station broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
Visit CITR.ca.
Derek, it's just a...
I don't want to hear your excuses! The center has to be at least... 3 times bigger than this.
They're compulsive.
I knew I had a problem.
I tried counting calories, eating and eating.
Nobody else could possibly understand.
We understand. We're Overeaters Anonymous, and we have helped thousands of people stop their compulsive eating and start living a healthy, rewarding life.
With OA, I am living again and loving it.
Start living the life you deserve with help from Overeaters Anonymous. Find us on the web at oa.org.
All right, things are not always going as I would like them to go here, so let me just pause that and tell you that it's 7:53, and I'm almost out of here. So I'll tell you what we heard. We heard Jay Arner with the song Midnight on South Granville from his newish album, which is, well, just his name, and that's on Mint Records. And then before that, we heard something from Buck 65, which I told you about. And my name is Anita B, and this show here is Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and you're listening to CITR. Now, I was just attempting to play us something. This one CD player is not really working, so that's not good. I was attempting to play us something. Oh, yeah, Mode Modern. That's what we have going on. So let me take that CD out. That works. Try that over there. And tell you in the meantime that Val is on next. So Val is actually a really good friend of mine, and her show is Folk Oasis, and she is here in 6 minutes, and she goes from 8 until 10, and then after Folk Oasis, we have Sexy in Van City, and that's from 10 until 11, and that is hosted by Caroline M, and that's how that works, folks. All right, so this will be it. This will play me out, and I will see you all in 2 weeks. And until then, well, I guess enjoy the summer solstice, and I hope the weather gets warmer. And there you go. Keep up the rock, folks. This is Anita B from Sam Squanch's Hideaway saying, all right, I don't know, enjoy, home opening game of the Canadians. Hopefully they're winning. I don't know. I'm not sure. My Twitter's not telling me anything. I'm on Twitter a lot, and I do follow the Canadians, and somebody's not doing a very good job, so... That's okay, though. So let's listen, as I mentioned, to what do we got? Oh, yeah, Mode Modern. Yeah, we're good. And the station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.